This is Radio Nepal MTK Prasad Khadka with news, the headlines first. Historic tripartite power deal signed between Nepal, signed to export Nepal's hydroelectricity to Bangladesh. First transborder transmission line of 400 cubic capacity between Nepal and India to be used. Physical Infrastructure and Transport Minister says there is no possibility of bringing BP Highway into operation before the Dashain Festival. Khurkot Ghurmi Road section of Middle Highway resumes for one-way traffic. And overnight Israeli airstrikes on central Beirut killed 9 people. Now the news in detail. The long-awaited tripartite power trade deal was signed in Kathmandu today, paving ways to export Nepal's hydroelectricity to Bangladesh. With the agreement in force, Nepal will export 40 megawatts of power to Bangladesh. Executive Director of Nepal Electricity Authority, Kulman Kissing, Chairperson of Bangladesh Power Development Board, Mohammad Rezaul Karim, and Chief Executive Officer of India's NBBN, the nodal agency, Renu Narang, signed the agreement in Kathmandu today. The agreement was signed in the presence of Nepal's Energy Minister Deepak Khadka and Bangladesh Minister for Forest, Environment, Climate Change and Water Resources Saida Rizwan Hassan. As agreed, the NES shall provide power to India's NBBN and the then Indian company shall transmit power to Bangladesh by using Indian infrastructure. The power shall be exported through the first trans-border transmission line of 400 kV capacity between Nepal and India. The NIA is preparing to export 25 megawatts of power from Tirsuli Hydropower Project and 22 megawatts from Silimi Hydropower Project to Bangladesh. Nepal and India have reached the B2B framework agreement regarding the development of petroleum infrastructure in Nepal. Executive Director of Nepal Oil Corporation NOC Dr. Chandika Prasad Bhatta and Director of Indian Oil Corporation IOC Limited Senthil Kumar signed the agreement amidst a program in Kathmandu today. Secretary at the Indian Petroleum and Natural Gas Ministry Pankaj Jain and IOC Chair V. Satish Kumar were present on the occasion. The IOC on its social side described the agreement as a key milestone in the Nepal-India energy partnership. The Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Transport has said that out of 805 landslide hit sites in 34 highways, debris of 774 places have been cleared. In a press conference organized at the ministry today, Minister Secretary Keshav Kumar Sharma said that attempts to clear the debris of 39 places of the five main highways is going on. According to the ministry, the department's equipment, rented equipment, along with human resources, were mobilized to resume the transportation. Secretary Sharma said that 20 to 25 billion rupees has been estimated to renovate all the damaged physical infrastructures. Similarly, Secretary said the BP Highway might not come into operation before the Dashain Festival as road section between the Sauki Danda and Kaltunga has been washed away by the flood. Meanwhile, the Khurkot Ghurmi Road section along the Mid-Hill Highway has been opened for one-way traffic from today. The traffic was stopped for 5 days after hundreds of places of the highway were blocked due to the floods and landslides that occurred a few days ago. More than 17,000 people who were stranded in the wake of the recent natural disasters, including floods, landslides, and inundation, have been rescued safely. A spokesperson at the Home Ministry, Rishi Ram Tiwari, said Nepali Army, the Armed Police Force Nepal, Nepal Police, and volunteers deputed in search and rescue operation rescued more than 17,000 people. According to spokesperson Tiwari, the search for 22 missing people is underway and arrangement has been made for providing free treatment at different hospitals to 169 people injured in the natural disaster. Visiting Minister for Forest, Environment, Climate Change and Water Resources from Bangladesh, Saida Rizwan Hassan, paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli today. according to the Prime Minister's private secretary during the meeting held at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar, they exchanged views on further strengthening relations between the two countries and promoting the bilateral energy cooperation. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Patel says anyone injured in the recent disaster would not be deprived of medical treatment, adding that the government was ready for the treatment. While acquiring information about those receiving treatment at National Trauma Center in Kathmandu today, Health Minister Patel assured that the injured ones would get free treatment. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेन मा नि आयो
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो समझे प्रीपेड को पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिए थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकम को GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइन मा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बर मा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिंग न्यूज The Navaratri, a nine-night festival known as Bharadasi and a significant celebration for Hindus in Nepal, commenced today. According to the Nepal Calendar Determination Committee, Katastapana falls on Ashwin Shukla Pratipada, the first day of the bright half of the lunar calendar in the month of Asoj or Kartik. The first day is being marked by worshipping the deity Silaputri in accordance with the Vedic rituals and preparing for Jamara, barley soaks by sowing maize and barley seeds in a jar filled with soil and cow dung for germination. Prayers are also offered to Durga Bhavani, the goddess of power today. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Lebanon's health ministry has issued an update death toll on the overnight airstrike in central Beirut. According to the BBC, the country's health ministry said 9 people were killed and 14 injured in the airstrike. A number of those killed are said to be rescue officers and paramedics. The target was a residential building containing a medical center that is believed to be affiliated with Hezbollah. Meanwhile, since Israel's invasion of Lebanon began earlier this week, the Israel Defense Forces Arabic spokesperson warned residents in dozens of places to evacuate. Meanwhile, the Israeli army spokesperson is urging citizens in 25 more areas, including the city of Nabatea, to head north. The spokesperson has warned the people for no going south as it would put their life in danger. 9 people have died in a fire at a hospital in southern Taiwan. According to the BBC, the fire struck at Ping Tung County Hospital at around 9:40 local time, just as Typhoon Kranthon made landfall to the west in neighboring Kaohsiung. The wet and windy weather is reported to have complicated the fire response. The cause of the fire, which was put out more than 3 hours later, officials said is still under investigation. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kusi Province, Madhya Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the provinces. Similarly, light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also likely to occur at a few places of Kusi Province, Madhya Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, and Lumbini Province, and at one or two places of the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Historic tripartite power trade deal signed to export Nepal's hydroelectricity to Bangladesh. First transborder transmission line of 400 kV capacity between Nepal and India to be used. Physical Infrastructure and Transport Minister says there is no possibility of bringing BP Highway into operation before the Dasain Festival. Kurkot-Ghurmi Road section of Middle Highway resumes for one-way traffic. And overnight, Israeli airstrikes on central Beirut killed 9 people. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.